This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a good couple of years for solar energy companies. Not for the folks who actually make the panels that go on your roof. That's been a mess thanks to tumbling profit margins. But for companies that get you in the solar game, cheaper panels and federal rebates have made it all kinds of attractive. But conventional utilities losing customers are fighting back. From Las Vegas, Adam Burke has that story.
It's a cloudless morning, and two backyard energy moguls are surveying their tiny empires.
Yeah, I'm making 5.94.
Oh, you just went to 5?
Yeah, well, I'm almost at 6 already.
Yeah, see, I'm at 1.1.
1.1 is in kilowatt hours. These guys are small-time solar producers, so we're talking kilowatts, not megawatts. We're also talking greenback dollar bills.
Okay, I saved, according to this, $2,813.
Say hello to Richard Stewart.
Dollars saved.
And Dale Matz.
We're like, okay, how much are we making? How much are we saving?
These guys love to get together in Stewart's backyard, each in front of a laptop, to check out whose solar panels are putting out more juice.
Want me to show you my $14 power bill? Boom.
When it comes to rooftop solar, Nevada had the fastest growth in the U.S. in 2015. The state saw a new customer sign up every 40 minutes on average. And at the heart of that growth is a pitch from solar companies, utilities, and elected officials. Put panels on your roof, and you'll save money by buying less electricity. And if you have extra, the utility will buy it for the same price you pay for its power.
My power and Dale's excess power goes right to my neighbor, and it gets used instantly by them, and they're billed for it.
If you buy panels, you can pay yourself back quickly. If you sign a lease agreement with a company like SolarCity, the company will put panels on your roof, and you'll save on your electric bill without putting up a single dollar. And what made it all work in Nevada was that dollar-for-dollar exchange called net metering.
Net metering is really the magic of how solar benefits a customer.
Here's a consumer education video made by NV Energy, Nevada's largest utility.
We are allowed to take care of customers by giving you 1 kilowatt hour for every kilowatt hour you give us. It's a one-for-one trade, which is really great. You're essentially giving it to us at retail value.
The company posted that sunny video on YouTube in the summer of 2015. But even as the utility evangelized to customers about the virtues of net metering, NV Energy was pushing for changes that would cripple the rooftop solar industry. In December, the Nevada Public Utilities Commission eliminated one-for-one net metering for residential solar customers. Over several years, the rate NV Energy pays solar customers for their surplus energy will be cut by 75%. There went the business model for rooftop solar.
People, that is un-American!
This month, more than 1,000 angry consumers and industry workers demonstrated outside the PUC's Las Vegas offices. But the noise outside did not stop the agency from reaffirming a controversial part of its decision. The net metering rules won't just apply to new solar customers, but the 17,000 customers who have already purchased or leased panels. What seemed like a wise investment last year has turned out to be an expensive mistake.
You cannot pull a bait and switch like that.
NV Energy did not respond to requests for comment, and the PUC's Director of Regulatory Operations, Anne Marie Cuneo, wouldn't talk either. But on a local public television program, Cuneo said residential solar customers were being subsidized by non-solar customers.
The commission has always been very clear that the rates can change. The utility has been very clear that the rates can change. The legislation was clear that the rates can change.
Come on, that's misleading. No one would go solar in their right mind if the new net metering was going to go away.
Lyndon Rive is the CEO of SolarCity, a company that finances and installs residential solar systems in 18 other states. It shut down sales in Nevada and laid off 500 employees after the PUC's decision in December. Rive and other industry leaders are gathering signatures for a ballot referendum that he says would allow the industry to come back.
I don't think people quite understand it. This decision has decimated the entire industry. There is no more rooftop industry in Nevada.
The residential solar industry's share of the energy market in the U.S. is tiny. Still, rooftop solar has grown year over year, nibbling away at the margins of utility profits.
In the long term, rooftop solar is a pretty disruptive threat to the utility business model.
Corey Honeyman is an analyst at GTM Research, a solar energy market research firm. He points out Nevada is unusual. Most other states have protected existing solar customers from rate changes like this. But he also says Nevada shows how utilities are learning to protect their profits from rooftop solar.
What happened in Nevada was very much unprecedented, and it should be a wake-up call for everyone in the industry to understand the risk and likelihood of this happening again.
So how much is net metering worth to a homeowner? Well, Richard Stewart, that guy with a laptop in his backyard, paid a little more than $30,000 for his solar array. But with the PUC's change in rates, he'll get back only half his money in 20 years.
This was a dollar and cent decision for me based on the rules at the time. If I'd known that they were going to do this, I wouldn't have invested.
And that's the rooftop solar industry's fear. If customers can't count on savings, the business model is, well, no business model at all. In Las Vegas, I'm Adam Burke for Marketplace.